Test 82, Section 4, Question 2. Now, this one is a strength and plus. It's saying makes it follows logically if, which is assumed. It says, in the Athenian ancient Athenian democracy, unlike any other political system in world history, the legislature consisted of all eligible voters. So basically, legislator was everybody who could vote. And that's never been the case. Athenian voters, not elected representatives, made all political decisions by direct vote after public debate in the assembly. So everybody could vote, and they made the decision. Thus, the world has, if the world has ever known true democracy, it was only in ancient Athens. Now, we do know that ancient Athens was unique, but we don't necessarily know whether or not that what constitutes a true democracy. So if we wanted to make this perfect, we need something that says, only when everybody votes on every decision can we have a true democracy. So, A, most political systems in the world have not been democracies. That isn't going to make this one perfect. Public debates are an essential part of any democratic decision-making process. That still won't make it perfect. Athens was the only city in ancient Greece that had a democratic political system. That doesn't really do it for us. A political system is not a true democracy unless the eligible voters themselves vote directly on all political decisions. That's kind of what we're looking for, is you have to say that that trait that they had in uniqueness is required for a democracy. And then most Athenians who were eligible attended it. It doesn't matter whether they did or didn't. And so D is our correct response.